Maybe our next guest would know the answer, but we don't want to give him a question he doesn't know the answer to. You know what the question is, don't you?
What are you, a lawyer?
We have with us Dr. Don Sheldon, president of UH Illyria Medical Center. What's the name of the road that this is on? That's what we want to find out, right?
Healthways Drive.
Took us 2 days, 3 days now. We finally got the answer.
Well, we know where we are.
We do. And this morning, we're, as you mentioned, we're here at the Health and Fitness Center. And we heard smoothies. That's what we heard during last interview with Scott Muska. We heard this noise, which I thought the motorcycle was going to be coming down out of the gymnasium or somebody was riding through the front door. I couldn't quite figure out where the sound was coming from. It turns out that they were making smoothies here.
Right. Very special event coming up. We'll talk more about that a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, fundraiser. Pretty good. Right now, though, we have Dr. Don Sheldon, the president of UH Illyria Medical Center. Dr. Don, thanks for being with us again.
Good morning. Always a pleasure.
Catch up a couple times during the year, it seems. Different events and different places you're at and lots of things going on here today. Fresh off the racquetball court.
Absolutely. So got to keep in shape.
Now, I got to run this idea by you. Now, Bruce is going to hammer me for this, but I came up with this idea. You take racquetball. You replace the ball with a super ball. What do you think? Is it possible?
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
Well, there you have it. It would go over very big.
You're not a psychiatrist, are you? I just want to know whether you're diagnosing him or not. I wanted to make sure because I've had my doubts on occasions too. But, yeah, that's – see, can we put the end?
All right.
Until one
I'd still
day.
Like to try it once,
okay,
though, to see
sure.
what happens. Susie
will make a YouTube video of us with a Super Bowl in some closed location to see what happens. And then we'll make a visit over here to your emergency room.
That's right.
Next door.
That's one of the great things here, though, Doctor, that you've got so many things in one location.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to talk about a couple things that are going on right now. First of all, it's National Hospital Week. And, you know, we're very blessed. There's about 5,000 hospitals in this country. And we're part of University Hospitals now. And their Case Medical Center was identified by U.S. News and World Report as one of the top 18 hospitals in the country. We're very, very fortunate to have excellent health care here in the greater Cleveland area. And we're very proud to be a part of University Hospitals of Cleveland. In addition, it's important to note that this is National Stroke Month, and it's very important to know the signs and symptoms of stroke because time is of the essence. And so what we're trying to get out the word out is for people to identify those signs and symptoms that someone might be having a stroke. And if you think they might be, seek immediate medical care. First thing to watch out for, watch how they walk. Are they off balance? Are they unsteady? Whereas they might usually be very steady. Look at their speech. Are they slurred? Do they have a hard time forming their words? Their reach. Watch how they use their arms and legs. If you ask them to reach over their head, does one arm go up well and the other one doesn't? Ask them how they're seeing. Is their vision blurred? Are they missing part of their field of vision? And ask them how they feel, especially do they have a headache? And if they don't regularly have a headache and they've got a significant headache going on, that too can be an important symptom of a stroke developing. Time is critical. We need to get people in right away. And I'll tell you a great story. As you mentioned, we have many facilities here at the Avon location. There was a gentleman upstairs exercising. He lost use of half of his body. We immediately responded. We got the local squad involved. We moved him over to our adjacent emergency room. We initiated medical treatment. We flew him to University Hospitals in Cleveland. And just a few days later, he went home without any significant deficits after having lost use of half of his body. So if you act quickly and you get responsible medical care, you can recover even fully from a stroke.
Once a doctor comes upon that person, what does the doctor do to stabilize or make the situation a little better?
Yeah, always we want to look at three things: airway, or they have a good clear airway, are they breathing, and is there good circulation? And depending on what you're seeing, you may need to start resuscitation, because with a stroke you can even go unconscious and you can even go into a cardiovascular arrest if it's severe. But generally with stroke patients, they just may be having some difficulty breathing, they may be have limited awareness or be unconscious, and the important thing is to just keep their airway open, get them into medical care as quickly as possible. Obviously, if you're at home, call the squad, get them to the emergency room so we can initiate treatment.
What is happening during a stroke? Those are the symptoms you talked about.
Right.
Internally, what is happening? What's going on?
Think of a stroke as a heart attack of the brain. Some people call them brain attacks. What happens with either a heart attack or a stroke is the blood supply going to a particular area of the heart or the brain is interrupted. There could be a clot within the blood vessel. Now, that's called a dry stroke, when the blood supply to a particular area of the brain is interrupted. No blood supply, no oxygen, no brain function. The other is called a wet stroke, where the blood vessel supplying the area actually leaks or explodes, and there's a massive bleeding in the area. And that can be even more serious as that bleed expands and it puts pressure on the brain. In either case, very early on, it's incredibly difficult to know which kind of stroke is occurring. And we can only tell for sure by getting an immediate CAT scan of the brain.
What can trigger it?
Stroke is a something that comes on because of history of illnesses such as high blood pressure, diabetes, but it can be triggered by stress. It can be triggered by any kind of adverse event, but it can also just happen without any triggering event. It just simply can happen.
You mentioned the signs, which are normally external that other people see. Have they talked to people who have had strokes to know what are, from their perspective, what's happening to them? Do they have other things that are not visible to other people, those signs that you were talking about?
Yeah, many times a stroke victim will just say, I didn't feel right, or I was looking and things didn't look right. Or they may have a sensation that they're somewhat removed from their body. But those are the things we hear several weeks later after they're reflecting upon what occurred. At the time of the stroke, they generally have a hard time expressing anything other than something's not right.
Which also sometimes has speech problems too, as you mentioned before too.
Which makes it difficult. That's why we, the people, any of us that are around somebody that isn't acting normally, watching how they're walking or watching how they're talking, or can they see okay? Is their reach okay? Are they using their arms and legs equally? Do they feel different? Do they feel funny? We need to help them because they often cannot help themselves.
I find it sometimes you wonder if you're in a situation where you're calling 911, because that's not something you regularly do. You think, should I use it? Is this the time to call? You never know if is this really an emergency, or is this something that can be, I guess maybe there's a sense you would just think that it's an emergency.
Not that we ever want to abuse any of our resources in our community, but in a situation like this, when in doubt, call them out, meaning call out for the squad, call out for EMS to come. We don't take it lightly. We call the squad when we need to, but if you're uncertain, I'd rather have you act by calling rather than not acting, not calling, and us losing time and losing the opportunity to help this patient.
Right. And you mean time is of the essence. And that's one of the things that you see now with many of these different emergency room satellite locations. You're closer to a lot more people than it was in previous times. So the response times is shorter for most people.
Precisely. Just get them to the closest emergency room. We'll get stabilized, get treatment going.
We also notice that in recent years, the Elyria Medical Center has presented the Kevin C. Martin Leadership Award, and we have a new recipient this year. His name is Tony Wallace. What can you tell us about Tony?
Well, first of all, about the award, Kevin C. Martin was the chief executive officer prior to me. A great man, a great leader, and this award was named in honor of him. And each year, we select one of our people from leadership to receive this award. I can tell you it's very challenging to do because we have many excellent leaders. Tony Wallace has been with us for several years. He's the director of our laboratory services. He does an excellent job. He is well respected by other leaders. He is well respected by all the people that work with him. And I say work with him, not for him, because he takes the attitude, we're all in this together. It's a team sport. And he's in there with his people in his area, making sure we're doing a great job.
Talking about being together, bringing together university hospitals, Elyria Medical Center combined, now, you know, all part of one hospital network, so to speak. What's that been like now through about 5+ months?
Well, let's just say we've been a little bit busy. There's a lot to do bringing two organizations together. But the great thing is, as part of the commitment of coming together, University Hospitals is helping us to enhance programming out in this area. For example, in the emergency room next door here, a couple of new programs are on their way. Number one is we call it In Quicker. It's at the other University Hospitals emergency rooms. We're going to have it here. It's an app you can actually get for your phone. So now, if you're having a stroke, if you're having a heart attack, you call the squad, you come right in. But you know, many people that come to the emergency room have more minor injuries. And when they have those, they don't want to sit and wait to be treated. And so, to the extent that we can, using the InQuicker application, people can call ahead and get a time slot so that for these minor injuries, they can have less waiting time so we can get to them right away. The other enhancement that we're bringing out very shortly this summer is Rainbow Rapid Care. It's Rainbow from Rainbow Babies and Children, and it's protocols that we put in place in our emergency rooms, and we're going to be putting those protocols in place here at Avon as well as at Elyria and at Amherst. It will enhance the care of pediatric patients in our facilities.
Dr. Don Sheldon, President of UH Elyria Medical Center, thanks for stopping in.